First reading today is from Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. And as for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me into pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful ones see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is a fulfillment of joy, in the right hand are pleasures forevermore. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Acts 2. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as yourselves know, this man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in his power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at the right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestors David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would not put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel.
The Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you are forgiven the sins of any, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So, Brett and I will have been married 24 years this June, and we dated for 5 years before that. He's back there going, yep, that's a long time. And we always knew that we wanted to have kids, but it turned out not to be that easy for us. And so we waited for years, hoping. And eventually, we started medical treatments. And that was a really hard time for me, especially that time, those years before Ryan. There were painful procedures, lots of crying in the bathroom, overwhelming grief and anger, and often a sense of hopelessness. Every month felt like another loss and more grief. During this difficult time, I remember very clearly getting a phone call from Brett's little sister, Melanie, who happened to be my best friend. And I remember Brett was in the kitchen, and I was sitting in my chair in the living room, and I could hear him on the phone, and I knew she was calling to tell us she was pregnant. I could just tell by his side of the conversation. And as I listened, I just felt my heart sinking. And I felt dread. And when he got off the phone and he shared the good news with me, all I could do was cry. My best friend, Melanie, was sharing this joyful news with us, this amazingly good news that we were going to be aunt and uncle, that this much wanted child was going to join our family, and all I could do was cry. It was a time for celebration, but I was heartsick. I'm sharing this story with you because that's what life is like sometimes. Yeah, there are moments in our life that are just pure celebration, time when it's easy to be happy and we're just overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. But then there are other times. Times when everyone around us is celebrating, but we just can't because we're too weighed down by our grief and our pain. And today's gospel reminds us that the good news of Easter is good news, even in the midst of our pain. The gospel story is about real life, the messiness of real life, and it reminds us that the Easter celebration isn't all trumpets and parades. It isn't all flowers and fancy dresses. In today's gospel, on the second Sunday of our Easter celebration, we find the disciples hiding in a locked room full of grief and terrified, scared for their lives. Jesus, their teacher and their friend, has died, has been killed, and they might be next. So the disciples are grieving and they're scared. and they feel lost. And yet, Jesus is there. Jesus comes to be with them right there in the middle of all of that. And that is such good news. Because yes, we all have those celebration moments, those high points in life where it's easy to be happy, where it's easy to see our blessings and to be thankful for all that God has done. But life is not just one big celebration. In fact, our life often looks a lot more like today's gospel. People scared and hiding even, feeling abandoned and alone. People who are overwhelmed by grief and sorrow. People facing their own fear and their own death. People who are lost and just don't know what to do. And yet, the good news of Easter is that Jesus is there in those moments of our lives. Jesus comes to be with us right there in the middle of all of that. The disciples were hiding behind locked doors, and they were scared, and they were grieving, and they were having troubles even believing that things could ever get better. They were unable to believe the good news that Mary had seen the risen Lord. And Thomas was unable to believe his brothers when they too had seen Jesus. All of them were so certain in their despair that they doubted the very promise Jesus had made. But in the midst of all of that grief and all of that doubt, that is where we see Jesus. That is where we hear the good news of Easter. The disciples are not left in the darkness with their fear and their sadness. Jesus comes and finds them and shows them that death is not the end. Shows them that God's promises are real. God is more powerful than fear. God is more powerful than death. And God will deliver them. This is so very important for us because our lives aren't just about celebration and joy. They are complex and they are messy and they're also full of sadness and grief and times of suffering and fear. And yet, we are blessed with the good news of the resurrection. The good news that we are never, never alone in our darkness. Christ is right there with us. The good news that God has not abandoned us to our suffering. God is faithful and will care for us and will carry us through even the worst times in our life, even through suffering, even through sorrow, even through death. Our God will carry us through all of it and deliver us back into life. Back on that day when we received the phone call from Brett's sister, I remember feeling that Brett and I were alone in our grief while everyone else was celebrating. But the truth is, we were not alone. God was there with us, grieving and crying with us. Our God was there holding us and sustaining us and carrying us through. God was with us every step of our journey, through all of the medical tests and procedures, all of the treatments, all of the disappointments. And yes, God was there in those pure Easter moments when we celebrated the births of our two beautiful children. But see, even if those treatments hadn't worked, or if we couldn't have afforded them, or if we had made different choices, God would have been right there with us on those paths, beside us every step of the way, loving us and caring for us in our grief, strengthening us for our journey, bringing moments of life and resurrection where we least expected them, promising to always be there, promising to see us through, to carry us through whatever life brought our way, promising to carry us through it all and to restore us to life. That is the good news of the resurrection, that wherever you are on this day, whether you are riding high on Easter celebration, filled with joy, or whether you are sick with grief, wherever you are, God is right there with you. Just as Jesus was not abandoned on the cross, but carried through death and back into life, just as the disciples were not abandoned in their fear and grief and doubt, but carried back to faith, back out into the world, you too are not abandoned and are never alone. Wherever you are and wherever you may go, know that your God is with you and will be with you and will carry you through whatever comes your way. God will carry you through to resurrection and restore you back into life. Thanks be to God. Amen.